Welcome to another edition of the CJ McCollum Show. We are recording live in Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yes, yes. Football Stadium.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list.
What's on your bucket list?
Not only my Browns winning a world championship, but coming here and watching my Browns play a football game is definitely on my bucket list and something that I'm really looking forward to. In Indianapolis. I have a goal, I have a dream, I have aspirations of attending all of the stadiums.
I think that's attainable for you.
I'm getting close. I'm at like 13 right now.
Okay. Now I'm following you.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that you're actually doing. Watching your Browns actively. Every stadium. And this
actively.
Is still on the list.
Actively. It doesn't necessarily have to be my Browns, but it makes it better when it is.
Yeah.
It's more excitement for me.
It's crazy, though. Being in this stadium makes you realize, like, how big football stadiums are. Because right now they've cut the field in half to set up for this court that's going to be the All-Star Celebrity Game and the Saturday night activities, dunk contest, three-point shooting, all of that. It's exciting to be here.
I'm excited to be here. I love Indianapolis. I think they do a great job of putting on events.
Yes.
I like the ease of the city, how easy it is to get from place to place. Hotel, nicer than I expected. Food, I had a
good for you.
Fried chicken sandwich.
Glad it is for you. I guess it's understandable.
Fried chicken sandwich at lunch. Good start. Looking forward to knocking out some meetings, learning more about what the NBA has to offer. There's a lot of different events over the course of the weekend, from the Tech Summit to other brunches. Where
is that? What you're going to do? The Tech Summit?
Yeah, I'll speak on the Tech Summit panel. I think this year's focus is on health and wellness, centered around wearables, technology, and things of that nature. I think every year it's different stuff, but I'll be speaking about wearables and technology. And then I'm also on a mental wellness
Are you doing?
Panel.
Are you wearing technology right now, like as you play?
No. I mean, we practice with different wearables to kind of track movement, track patterns, track force, miles, just kind of figure out how much energy I'm exerting throughout a day-to-day basis. But this is more, the angle I'm going to attack is more like sleep-based, from like Oura Ring, so just different apps that I download to track my sleep, hours of sleep, how often I'm in my REM, I set goals, I have like white noise, I have like this routine I go through before I go to bed. So just that's like the angle that I'm probably going to take, just because it's more of my day-to-day, and the sleep is just so important for me.
Did you start that in the bubble? Because they gave everybody Oura Rings in the bubble, and I didn't get one because I didn't follow through.
I actually seen CP endorsing it on Instagram, and I reached out to him, and I was like, yo, tell me about these Oura Rings. He's like, you got to try it. Long story short, he ends up sending me some Oura Rings, and that's when I started wearing them. But I actually lost my charger, so I got to get another one for my charger.
Sponsored,
not sponsored.
But if you want to, Oura Ring.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you are into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Interesting you're talking about player tracking. Right now, we're in front of this court, which is an LED court. What do you think of it?
I think it's cool so far, just walking on it, shooting on it, and just seeing the graphics and the different things you can kind of display on it. It's interactive, and I think from a fan standpoint and a consumer standpoint, they're going to enjoy, what it has to offer. It's so unique and so different than playing on a wood floor. Obviously, I haven't played on it. I just shot some jumpers, but I think the future is bright with it, and I'm interested in seeing the feedback from players and fans and people who
Did it feel the same?
It felt different. Obviously, I don't have my orthotics in. I'm not loose. I'm not out here working out. Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting to really just see the feedback on what players think. There'll be a celebrity game here.
Yes, I'm hosting it. I have a tracking device on me right now for those who are watching on YouTube. Because part of, you know, the beginning of the game, I'm going to show how it's tracking the players as they're playing throughout the game. So celebrity game is going to be our first taste of this LED court. And then, of course, the Saturday night activities, which, you know, the dunk contest. I'm interested to see what kind of graphics they do for that. What do you think of the dunk contest? We touched on it a little bit.
Let's just remind everyone out there who's in the dunk contest.
Okay, Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
Which is a big deal to have a max player, an all-star. And this is what he said. He goes, I grew up watching elite caliber players in the dunk contest. He wants to bring that back. Do you think he can? Do you think him participating is going to start something, maybe ignite some other guys having interest?
I hope that it does. I hope that it does. JB is very athletic, obviously highest paid player in NBA history in terms of his last deal. All-star, plays for the beloved Boston Celtics, or the hated Boston Celtics, depending on where you live. I'm excited about watching him dunk. He's got a lot of power, two foot dunker that I've seen a lot throughout the year, can dunk off 1 foot. So I'm interested in seeing what dunks he goes with, because there's so many dunks that have been done up to this point. The combination of power and finesse is necessary. I don't think he's too tall. You know, some guys are so tall in the dunk contest, the dunks don't look as cool. I think that he's at that height where, like, it'll still look fluid, and he's got a chance. But I think the sleeper is the guy from Miami. I think he's the sleeper.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
I've seen some dunks of his in private.
Well, he's actually participated in a dunk contest, unlike Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. He won it in high school, I believe. Still,
it still counts. It counts.
Still counts. He was in a dunk contest.
He made those dunks, and he won. I think he's got some sneaky dunks. He's got sneaky athleticism. There's some dunks that he's done that I think the crowd will be very receptive to.
And then Mac McClung, obviously.
He might win it again.
Yeah.
Short, athletic, crowd favorite, creativity through the roof last year. Shout out to my guy, Trey Murphy. Trey lost to him last year. Oh, yeah. It was a great dunk contest.
Yeah, it's a great dunk contest. I was thinking he was going to try to come back and, like, make another run at it.
I thought he was too, but maybe down the road, maybe Jaylen Brown will bring this back and he'll come back in years to come.
Yeah, and then the other guys, we have one more, Jacob Toppin. So that's another thing. It's not Obi Toppin.
Toppin.
It's Jacob Toppin.
Another Toppin.
Which is interesting because it's like you got two guys who are predominantly in the G League. Mm-hmm. And so it's another kind of sign of, hey, you know, Jaylen Brown's trying to make it a relevant to the NBA player situation. So we'll see. Who are you going with, Steph or Sabrina in the special 3-point contest?
Steph, respectfully. Greatest shooter to touch a basketball. Stage is high. Stakes are high. He delivers consistently. Sabrina's a great shooter in her own right, but I don't see him losing. Not when it's a head-to-head like this. I don't see him losing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to I'd be interested to see what kind of, like, tension is involved. Not, you know, just like competition in terms of that kind of tension.
And the lights are going to get really bright in here. It's going to get really bright. It's hard shooting by yourself, but he's done it before. He's been successful in
he's
that
Steph
realm.
Curry.
She has as well. And I think the key will be whoever goes second.
Yeah.
Who goes second? Because then you know what you need to get.
Yeah. You know what? So a lot of these guys in the dunk contest were basically talking about how everything's been done before. But I think they're going to use this court to try to add to, you know, the mystique of their dunks. I don't know how.
Like, you have still any, any dunk recommendations?
No, I don't. I don't. Do
maybe,
you?
Maybe a pass from the crowd into something. Like, I don't know what else you can do that hasn't been done.
No, I don't either.
Power up and dunk.
I don't know.
I don't have anything. That's why I'm not in it.
And then the game on Sunday. Are you happy that they went back to East West? No more, picking teams the day
I
of.
Think, I think there was just conversations about the time that it took to pick teams the day of the game. I think that was one of the things that, you know, kept coming up in conversations, that it takes a long time for the game to get started. I remember watching last year and just thinking to myself, this is taking a very, very long time to start. I could imagine what it's like to play when you warm up and then you have to go through that and get stiff and then you try to start up again, especially after 30. It's got to be a little difficult on the joints. I know. Brian doesn't appreciate that.
Exactly.
So I think that's a good way to kind of get the game started. And then you get some of the best players in the Western Conference playing against the Eastern Conference for bragging rights. Those things matter. I think the fans will enjoy it. It was cool to have Eastern and Western Conference teams or players playing together, representing their teams respectfully, but I think it'll be cool. It'll be cool to go back to the West versus the East. As a player of the Western Conference, I think the West is going to win.
Yeah.
Just is what it is.
Who's going to be your MVP then?
Whoever takes it the most seriously.
Okay.
Some guys are, you know, looking forward to the festivities. Some guys are coming in, you know, a little more tired than normal. Right. Eyes maybe a little bit more low than normal. Lack of sleep and travel and just all the things that you do during All-Star break. Right. So those guys are the ones that don't win MVP.
Yeah, I don't think LeBron's going to try to go for MVP. He's just there for a good time. It's his 20th MVP.
Not in Indiana, but there is a chance that he goes for it in California in years to come. My guess is that Steph wins it in the Bay next year, and LeBron will be 41 or 42 by the time it's in L.A.?
Yeah.
That's crazy, and he probably wins it in 2 years.
Speaking of LeBron and Steph, what did you think of that report that the Warriors tried to convince LeBron to join the Warriors?
I thought it was
Woj and Ramona report.
I thought it was very funny. There was a lot of reports about calls, cold calling other GMs and organizations to inquire about
players. Shoot your shot.
And I thought the funny part was that they countered with asking for Embiid. The counter was no.
But what about
Embiid? Is he available? I thought that was pretty funny. It sounds very accurate about how the trade deadline generally goes. But you have to try to position yourself to be better. And LeBron is a guy that makes teams better, obviously, Embiid. And
you think that would have been a good fit? I mean, they would have to give up a lot of their young guys.
LeBron can fit anywhere. And so can Joel Embiid. The way those guys play, you build around them and you move pieces to fit around them. So if he comes in and he's a fixture of your future or your present, for that matter, you figure out how to make it work. You surround it with shooters, you surround it with defense, or whatever the case may be. But I thought it was funny that Draymond allegedly tried to get him on the Golden State Warriors to inquire about playing with Steph. The funny part that I've seen from some of those tweets are that Draymond doesn't know that he was in the trade. That was probably the funniest tweet that I've seen.
Right.
Not saying that he was, but like,
right. No, right. Right.
I thought that it was funny that people were insinuating that like the trade doesn't work without you being in it.
Right.
We're
trying to get there. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would have wanted to see that.
LeBron where? In the Bay?
And Steph and the Warriors. Like, I don't know if I
must see TV.
Is it?
Who do you give up for LeBron? Let's talk about.
That's what it.
Let's walk us through this trade.
What you gotta give
50 million. You got 50 million. You gotta be close. So
Kuminga,
it's gotta be at least 48.
You gotta
million.
Give all your young guys.
Kuminga is not gonna make enough money, right? So you need a big piece in
Wiggins?
The trade. It's gotta be a Claire Wiggins.
Has 30. A lot of money on his.
That's 30 or 40 right there. It's gotta be two of them in a
yeah.
player. But what about picks? First round picks.
Clay. You send those three. I don't know. There was actually real reporting. You can go read Ramona and Woj.
You said you sent those three.
Yeah.
I think it would have been very interesting to see LeBron next to Steph. Would have been very interesting to see the dynamic of Bron coming off pick and roll, Steph being like the role replace guy.
Do you think that kicks. Steph is his number one rival in his career?
I think the Celtics, being in the Eastern Conference for so long and playing against those Celtics, I think that was when he went from young man to grown man, battling them. Obviously, started with the Pistons and then him kind of overcoming that. But beating those Celtics and him really just kind of displaying his overall game, right? He had to go against Paul Pierce and all of those guys. They talked a lot about how he wasn't a closer and all those things, and he kind of showed them that not only can I score in the paint, I can hit jump shots when it matters in the playoffs. And, you know, he had that 40-point double-double.
So his rival is a whole team. You don't think there's one guy.
Him and Steph have had some great battles against each other, but it's just something about him playing against those Celtics
that
the memories are very vivid. Now, if you asked him, he would just say that it was just competitive and that he just, you know, did what he had to do. But do you feel like it's a rivalry between him and Steph? They've met in the finals how many times now? Three? Four?
Four. So, I mean, in terms of, like, it doesn't necessarily need to be, like, there's obviously no beef between them, but it's just who, throughout his career, has given him the most challenge. I think Steph has been in the way the most in terms of him achieving, you know, some of the milestones that he's been wanting to achieve. And then also in terms of, like, global superstar, Steph is the only one close to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And throughout his career.
In that regard, you're 100% right. In terms of influence, status, global phenomenon, the guy who revolutionized the game of basketball in terms of shooting, he got kids wanting to shoot from half court. AAU games, kids are crossing half court, pointing at the line, trying to shoot from far out, shooting and running away from the ball. Like, that impact and influence he's had is greatly felt. And then you look at the fact that, like you said before, they have a dynasty. The Warriors were a dynasty, still are a dynasty, maybe towards the back end of the dynasty, but consistently going to the finals, consistently being a part of those championship conversations, winning a back-to-back. Did they win it three times in a row?
No, two.
Two
and
in a row?
And then the Cavs won, and then the Warriors won.
So history shows that they have met consistently, especially in the past few years. Even when Bron was in Cleveland, like, those were some epic moments. Some injuries obviously derailed the Cavs, but Bron probably put on his best playoff performance in that, you know, I hate to call it the J.R. Smith game, but the game, you know, where he had the 50-point triple-double.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of the finals, after this hump, because this is not the midway point. We're past
26
the,
games
we're,
left for us.
We're past the midway point. So let's start with the Pelicans. How are we feeling? Little Pelican brief.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
26 games to go. I think we're 11 games over 500. We've had some interesting games down the stretch of our pre-All-Star season, playing some undermanned teams, teams that have a lot of injuries, teams that are maybe towards the bottom of the standings and are competing at a high level in terms of the energy and effort they put forth, but not necessarily getting the results that they want. So those are always challenging games, and we've gone through that. And luckily, we've been able to win some ugly games. But
yeah, won three straight. You guys are 11 games over 500.
Yeah, that was three straight ugly games. Glad they're over. Glad we moved on to the break. But I think coming out of the break, we got 5-7, playing some good teams. We understand that there's only 26 games left and no real room for error. Like, you have to win games against teams that are under 500. You got to win at home. Got to go steal some games on the road and be really competitive against the upper echelon in terms of the Eastern and Western conferences. So for us to honestly avoid the play-in game, we're going to need 48 to 51 wins. So we got some work to do. We're going to need at least 15 out of these 26. So that's 15-11 if my math does me right. That gives us 48 wins. So 17 wins gives us 50. So that would be nice. So it would be nice to get, you know, 50 wins this year. I don't think they've had that in a while. And that really gives you a chance to play home games in the playoffs and not have to worry about the play-in, especially based on the win rate we're seeing right now at the top of the Western Conference, 34 wins, 36 wins. they're running a race. 1, 2, 3, 4. They're running a real race right now. And for us to get separation from Phoenix, from some of those teams around to Sacramento, we really got we can't afford bad losses.
No, no, right.
Down the stretch, and we got to stay healthy. So those are the two goals for us: being healthy and avoiding bad losses, because that's a recipe for the play-in game or beyond.
And speaking of healthy, you know, because of injuries, Zion has yet to play in a playoff game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that that's hitting you is crazy. How do you feel like he's looking right now, and you three as a whole are gelling?
Z looks good, man. This is the best I've seen him look probably since I've been with him, in terms of comfort, consistency in his work ethic, availability. You see the switch coming on in games where he's moving fast, finishing through contact, playing long stints, 7, 8, 9 minutes in a row, which is hard to do, especially with his usage sometimes throughout when we go point Zion, and he's handling the ball, he's creating plays for himself and others, blocking shots. It's all coming into form, and he talked about it post-game the other night. He said, this is probably the second time in my career I've played this late into a season. I'm starting to feel good. I have a rhythm. I have a flow, and I relish the opportunity to compete at a high level, and this is fun. Like, I live for the competitive nature of the basketball game. So he's enjoying his break now. He's still getting his work in. He said he set some early tee times so he could golf after his workouts, and he's focused. He understands what we have.
I didn't know he golfed.
Yeah, he's a golfer. It's a lot. How's you don't know
swing?
About. I get him on here eventually.
I don't know why I'm like picturing a Charles Barkley swing,
but Z can.
It's just a lot of
I've seen video of him hit the ball.
It's pretty good. It's nice.
He golfs.
Okay.
He golfs. Tee times. That's his therapy. He loves golfing, and he's in a really good mental state. Everybody's getting the proper time they need to get away, because they understand what we're coming back to. We're coming back to some dog fights. We're coming back to, that probably wasn't the right analogy, because I have a puppy.
Yeah,
we're coming back. We're coming back
to some battles.
Into some real battles against good teams, and everybody's fighting for something. So it's going to be important that we are refreshed, we're re-energized, and we're ready to go. And I think this is the point where everybody crashes. Like, mentally, I was crashed out. Physically, we're all like hitting that wall of like, I need a few days without seeing my teammates. And this is this time for that.
Well, shout out to you, first and foremost, for all that you do.
I don't do anything.
I mean, you do. You're out here in Indianapolis because you have a lot of obligations, and you're constantly taking care of business. And I appreciate you, because right now, just to pull back the curtain, CJ McCollum came to Lucas Oil Stadium in between my rehearsals to make this podcast happen. And that's why we're here. And I appreciate you. And we're here together in person. This is nice. This is the first time we've done the podcast.
This is the first live
in
podcast.
In person.
Yeah. The first live recorded podcast.
Shout live.
Out to our producer.
Adi, and we're all three of us are together. We're just missing Parker. But enjoy All-Star, and then enjoy your break.
I will.
A much needed break with the fam, I assume.
Yeah, I'm going to need that. I'm going to need some time away from basketball, and then back to work lifting and getting my mind right for this last push. But enjoy your break as well.
Is there a goal? Are you like trying to read a book during this time, watch a show?
I read at night, so I'll read tonight. I'll read tomorrow night. I'll actually get some cardio in the next 2 days, and then I got a lift on Saturday, and then I'm back on the court probably Monday. So I'll take a few days off and then mentally get back into it and make sure the body's right, because we got it back to back. But I read at night, so I'll go through the book I'm reading now and then move on to the next one.
So smart. Oh, you do. You also read before games, don't you? Sometimes you used to.
I used to. Now my brain needs a break.
Right. It's good.
My brain needs a break before the game now, so I read at night. It helps me wind down.
All right. Well,
but maybe when my baby girl is like 9 months, I'll start reading again before the games.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get that. You got newborn brain.
Newborn brain. It's cooked. It's cooked.
All right. Well, enjoy All-Star Weekend in Indy and your nice hotel and your chicken sandwiches. And, we'll catch up maybe in 2 weeks. Post All-Star.
Yeah, we will. Travel safely. And hope everyone enjoys their break and everyone enjoys All-Star Weekend. What channels can they watch the games on?
ESPN.